This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. BJP has released its first list of 88 candidates for the Assam Assembly polls. Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma will contest from Jalukbari constituency. Former Lok Sabha MP Dr. Rajdeep Roy will fight from Silchar, while a sitting Rajya Sabha MP Rameshwar Teli has been fielded from Duliajan's seat. Former state BJP chief Ranjit Kumar Das will contest from Bhawanipur Sobhog seat, and Speaker in the present Assembly Biswajit Daimari will fight from Tamulpur constituency. Assam will vote for Assembly polls on 9th April in a single phase. BJP has released its second list of 39 candidates for the Keralam Assembly polls. Former state BJP chief Kumanam Rajashekaran will contest from Aranmula seat. Party has fielded Ashwini M. L. from Kasaragod, Renu Suresh from Kongat, and B. Radhakrishnan Menon from Changanassery. Early this week, the party had released its first list of 47 candidates for Keralam Assembly polls. Assembly polls will be held in a single phase in Keralam on 9th of next month. BJP has also announced its candidates for the upcoming Assembly by-elections 2026 for Nagaland, Karnataka and Tripura. President Draupadi Murmu visited the Ram Temple in Ayodhya and offered prayers at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Mandir today. She also installed a 150 kg gold-plated Sri Ram Yantra as part of special religious ceremonies. The Yantra, based on Vedic mathematics, is designed to generate positive spiritual energy and symbolizes the divine presence of Lord Ram. The 150 kg gold-plated square metal plate features engraved Vedic and Beech mantras. Approximately 6,000 workers, vendors and artisans who contributed to the temple's construction have been invited to participate in the ceremony. Indian football legend Sunil Chhetri will attend the inaugural ceremony of the Under-23 Tri-Nation Championship 2026 on March 25th at Golden Jubilee Outdoor Stadium in Upia, Arunachal Pradesh. Mr. Chhetri will be visiting Arunachal Pradesh for the first time. He said it is a very special opportunity for him and he is really looking forward to experiencing the warmth, culture and incredible passion for football that the people of Arunachal are known for. The government has launched Resilience and Logistic Intervention for Export Promotion Scheme to support Indian exporters affected by the West Asia conflict. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Commerce Secretary Rajesh Agarwal said that the government is coordinating with key ministries and overseas missions to support exporters in view of the conflict. Mr. Agarwal said an interministerial group has also been set up under the Department of Commerce to address issues like logistics, warehousing, and return of cargo. The secretary admitted that Indian exporters to the Middle East are facing disruptions due to ongoing regional tensions and impacting shipments and future trade. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today said that MSMEs are emerging as an important pillar of the country's defense manufacturing sector. Addressing the National Defense Industries Conclave in New Delhi, Mr. Singh noted that local entrepreneurs, state startups and innovators are playing a crucial role in enhancing India's technological capacities and contributing significantly to the national economy. He highlighted that several MSMEs are actively working in emerging areas such as artificial intelligence, automation, robotics, and other advanced technologies. The United States has issued a stark warning to Iran following missile strikes on Qatar's key energy infrastructure as tensions continue to escalate across West Asia. President Donald Trump said Washington would respond forcefully to any further Iranian attacks on Qatari facilities, warning he could blow up Iran's South Pars gas field if such strikes are repeated. In Lebanon, the Israeli military says it has killed more than 20 Hezbollah figures in operations carried out by its 36th Division alongside intensified airstrikes in the south. In the Gulf, countries remain on high alert as Iran ramps up campaign against regional energy infrastructure while accusing neighboring states of supporting U.S. military actions. In Orleans Masters Badminton, India's Ayush Shetty will take on Yudai Okimoto of Japan in the men's singles round of 16 at Palais des Sports in France today. Ayush Shetty advanced to the quarterfinals, defeating compatriot Kiran George last evening. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.